How does evolution work, and what determines how we evolve over time, or the rate of evolution? You've probably heard about evolution before, in the sense that we know that life began on Earth as single-celled microorganisms, and over millions and billions of years, we evolved into the beautiful array of wild creatures which we can see all over the world today. Well, in today's video, we're going to be trying to breach the topic of evolution and explain how it works, what the rate of evolution is, and some of the other fascinating insights that we can get from studying this. But do keep in mind that it is a very complex topic, so we're going to be cutting some corners to make this explanation as simple as possible. So, evolution and the rate of evolution is different for varying creatures. We all evolve at different rates, but before we go into that, how do we even evolve? Well, there's asexual reproduction and sexual reproduction. You've probably heard about this in class, and so briefly touching on it again, asexual is when one single cell divides into two, but sexual is when there are two different cells and they come and they mate together. And as you know, we humans are sexual reproducers because we need two people. One person cannot have offspring, you need two. So, sexual reproduction allows for more variations of genetic code. So when you have asexual reproduction, there is a very small chance that via chemicals or just kind of chance, the DNA after reproduction can change, making an entirely new creature. However, when you have sexual reproduction, you're actually combining the DNA of two different creatures. And this creates more variations, which just increases the rate of evolution. And this is probably why we see most large creatures all around the world having sexual reproduction. I mean, even small creatures. Because if you're not able to evolve at a very fast rate, when the climate changes or the situation starts to change, you're not going to be able to change with it, or the species won't be able to. Whereas with sexual reproduction, you're going to have more variants. So over time, as the environment changes, the population is going to be more likely to evolve with the environment. Now, there are all kinds of other theories and evidence for theories of all kinds of different things affecting mutations, such as viruses. It's very well possible that viruses could affect genetic code and actually increase the rate of mutations. Radiation certainly can cause more mutations, as we've seen in Chernobyl and other nuclear disasters. There's all kinds of different things which can affect the probability that the offspring will be mutated, but even without these things, such as the theory of viruses or the certainty of radiation, there's always subtle genetic changes in the short term. However, over very, very long periods of time, these subtle changes add up, and it can create entirely new species. Now, this is believed to be an unconscious random process, meaning it kind of just happens, but there are even some theories that there is some degree of an intent or will behind it, but we won't be going too deep into those theories. Now, some creatures, such as insects, evolve at a faster rate than, for example, humans or dogs or cats. Now, why is that? Insects are able to evolve faster because they have shorter lifespans and higher numbers of offspring. So, in a period of just 100 years, we can see literally new species being created. And this has actually been observed in places such as the London Underground Metro, where new mosquito populations have literally evolved to not need sunlight, but instead thrive in the London Underground. We humans and other animals evolve a bit slower. And again, this is because we don't reproduce in such high numbers. When you reproduce in very high numbers, you're able to have more variations of genetic code, and also shorter lifespans means more mutations quicker. However, even though we humans evolve at a slower rate, some anthropology studies reveal that we still evolve pretty fast in the grand scheme of things. For example, it is believed that within just 1,000 years, your genetic lineage or whatever, skin color can entirely change if you move to a new continent. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, you know, our skin color is based on how much sunlight that we are receiving. So people in Africa are darker skin, and the reason for this is because they have way more sunlight. So their skin has to be darker to protect themselves. Whereas people way up north in northern Canada, Norway, Sweden, Finland, they're very, very white, and they typically have blue eyes as well. And this is just because they have less intensity of sunlight, so the skin has to be lighter in order to absorb more of the vitamin D and the other things that the sunlight is giving to us. Now, what I mean by what I said earlier is if you were to take someone from Africa and move their entire family to, say, Norway, over a period of about 1,000 years, they would go from entirely dark in Africa to entirely white. And the same is true for the other way, where if you were to take someone, a family from Norway, and place them in Africa, after just 1,000 years, you would think that maybe they would still retain some degree of the same skin color, but actually they would evolve pretty quickly. And again, the reason for this is because in every single child, if they evolve to have lighter or darker skin, they're actually going to have a very significant advantage depending on the environment. So as you can see, evolution is extremely complex and it depends on several factors. For example, it would also depend on whether changes in appearance are liked by mates or not. So if a mutation is had and suddenly all of the other people in the species are like, wow, that's really attractive, well, then the species will probably evolve to start having that trait because everyone will want to mate with that person. However, if there's a mutation which is deemed undesirable and mates are less likely to be with that person or that creature, then that mutation is probably going to disappear and not affect things. So typically we see when studying large creatures and even smaller creatures actually, when a mutation affects the appearance of a creature intensely, they're less likely to have mates, which is why typically the general appearance of a species will remain similar over time. However, internal changes can actually greatly affect things. For example, different humans, such as humans that have been living in mountainous areas for thousands of years, have actually been found to have various changes and differences from other humans. For example, they might have lungs that are more capable of dealing with high altitude weather. There are so many different ways which we can change, but the way that evolution works, short and simple, is that with every single offspring, there is a slight change in genetic code, and this is pretty much undetectable. In some rare cases of a high rate of mutation, especially affected by radiation, then it's going to be noticeable. However, these very small changes, when compounded over the thousands and tens of thousands and even millions of years, can actually create entirely new species. So, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of content. I hope you can now understand how evolution works and what affects the rate of evolution and why entirely new species of insects are even being created simply because they have the ability to reproduce extremely fast, creating all kinds of new species. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you later.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.